Country Pop FM.
You know it. It is Almanac time. We welcome back Neil to the Almanac Fold.
Good to be here.
Did it solo yesterday.
Okay.
Got it done.
Well, it'll be a little better today then.
When you're doing it solo, that's just it's just a matter of just getting it done. You just
right.
got to get through it.
Do your best.
Kind of like a dental appointment. Today is Tuesday, February 6th, 37th day of the year, 328 left to go. We are doing today, to start out, an almanac salute.
Oh.
Dad, what do you think of that view, huh? Hey, that's the Space Needle there.
Oh, thanks for pointing that out. Being born and raised here, I never would have known.
Martin Crane, he was Frasier's and Niles' father. Yeah. On Frasier has passed away at the age of 77.
He Fine was good. Actor.
He was good. He loved his chair and he loved his dog, Eddie.
Yep.
Every now and then he would all of a sudden show up in a movie like I'm watching, Eight Men Out. Oh, there's John Mahoney. There's Frasier's dad.
Right.
So he was 77. He passed away
a good one.
Over the weekend. And they were just finding out about it late yesterday or early this morning. This date in history, 1911, the first old age home for pioneers opened in Prescott, Arizona on this day. That's how they say it there. I was there last year. Prescott.
Prescott.
It's not Prescott. It's Prescott. And they actually, it's like right in the middle of the town. They've got this archway that commemorates this old pioneer old age home there.
So an old folks home.
For pioneers. Yeah, you had to be a pioneer in order to be in there.
It
could just be anybody.
You had to have a coonskin hat.
Pretty much.
To get in there, pretty much. Okay.
And a musket and
right.
Some kind of a knife. And
and a pouch to carry your...
And a pouch. Your gunpowder was in the pouch. Yep. 1935, Monopoly, the board game, went on sale for the first time. When you were a kid, did they ever have Hopkins Monopoly? You know, they had Monopoly for other cities. And I think Minneapolis had one, St. Paul.
Oh, no.
When we were kids, Mora had one. There was Monopoly,
what?
Yes. And I think Cambridge did. Some of the small towns around where I lived,
the
Chamber of Commerce
that.
Would do that. You could buy that. You could buy Monopoly.
So it would have streets and stuff named in your town.
And the town's businesses and whatever. And the jail. You'd have to go to jail.
Sure.
Monopoly jail, or would you like to go to the local jail?
Yeah.
Both don't
options.
Seem all that hard.
No.
1935. 1951 this day, Paul Harvey, you know him, radio commentator.
Good.
He was arrested for trying to sneak into the Argonne National Laboratory, which was a nuclear test site 20 miles west of Chicago. Now, part of his commentary is that he was always critical of security at nuclear test sites, nuclear power plants, and so forth. So he went in there to test the security. I think he just went in there and he just wanted to wish everybody a good day.
Right.
That's really what he wanted to do. But he did it in the guise of testing security in 51. On this date in 1971, we need to go to the surface of the moon for this one.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the suit is so stiff, I can't do this with two hands, but I'm going to try a little sand trap shot here.
Huh. A little cumbersome.
Yeah. That's one small swing for man, one giant swing for mankind. Little bunker shot.
Like he got a little heavy.
He got a little fat and didn't get out of the bunker, which was unfortunate.
Right.
You know his pain, right, Neil?
Yeah.
You're one of the better bunker players on tour in your league.
Well, still a work in progress.
I've seen you get on your knees and pray.
Right.
Before bunker shots.
Before,
which, of course, is illegal because you're building your stance.
Yeah.
So,
two-stroke
penalty.
Yeah, right.
So, that was on this day, 1971. Alan Shepard, part of Apollo 14, did the whole golf swing. It's pretty famous.
Yes.
1981, this date, the Bradys were back.
It's a new life for two girls named Brady, who have met the funds to make it on their own. Jan fell in love with a man named
It's a familiar tune.
I don't remember that one.
Wally married Marcia. You don't remember the Brady? You don't remember the Brady Brides in 1981? It was a spinoff.
No.
Because they had a TV movie about them getting married, and then they did the spinoff, the Brady Brides. And it's not surprising you don't remember it because it only lasted 10 episodes.
Yeah. No wonder.
the Brady Brides. There just wasn't enough Alice in it, even though she made a couple of cameos. They Sherwood Schwartz, I mean, for all his greatness, he should have realized that needed more Alice.
Right.
Alice was the cog that held that whole thing together. So that was in 81, the Brady Brides. In 1991, at the cemetery, they were saying, "Make room for Danny." Danny Thomas died on this date.
Very clever. That
was television good. Hall of Famer. He's actually buried. He's not in the cemetery. There's actually a mausoleum at St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Memphis.
Which he co-founded.
He did.
Yes, and of course the father of Marlo, and helped launch the career of Andy Griffith.
Well, those are some pretty good resume builders right there for Danny Thomas. He was 79 on this date. He passed away. 98. This is a recording from 1997, late 1997, believed to be the last recorded performance of Beach Boys singer guitarist Carl Wilson. One of the Wilson brothers, Dennis Wilson, had died. When did he pass away? Was that in the 80s? Late 70s? He drowned.
I'd almost say late 70s, but I can look.
Carl Wilson died of lung cancer.
He was young.
He was a heavy smoker. He was 51.
I think we said he started smoking at the age of 13. Not a good decision.
That was early. Yeah. Very early. He was impacted by advertising. But 51 for Carl Wilson. Brian Wilson is still alive, but Carl passed away on this date in 1998. Also 1998.
83.
This very date... 83 was when Dennis Wilson died. Okay, so it was early 80s. 1998, this was the day that the Twins just got tired of his act. Chuck Knobloch.
Oh, yeah.
Just got tired. I remember he choked the kid outside the hotel that one time, and he had just been becoming too much to handle. So they shipped him off to New York, the Yankees, for $3 million and four minor leaguers. Brian Buck Buchanan was one of them.
Big Buck,
Eric Milton, and Christian Guzman. That turned out to be a pretty good trade. Milton was a good pitcher. Ended up with a no-hitter, and Guzman led the league in triples that one year.
Right.
And then we ended up trading him somewhere. Was it Washington? Was it the Nationals?
I think so.
Somewhere. But 1998, the Chuck Knobloch trade. And 2014 in late night.
Boy, this is the hard part. I want to thank you, the audience. You folks have been just... incredibly loyal. This is tricky.
Jay Leno getting emotional.
Be on the air.
It was his second goodbye. Remember, he said goodbye in 2009.
Secondly, this has been.
This one seems a little more sincere.
22 years of my life.
This is 2014 when he said goodbye. Last episode, final episode of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Right.
He had been there for 22 years. Took a couple of years off when they gave Conan a chance, and I don't think they gave him enough of a chance, actually.
No.
And part of that was NBC, part of that was Jay, but Jay Leno, 2014. And Jimmy Fallon's doing a nice job.
I think so.
I watched yesterday, well I watched the show that he did live from the Orpheum. You know, he did his show live from the Orpheum following the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I thought it was pretty entertaining. It was good. He went and had hot dish with a family from Champlin.
I saw that.
Yeah, Tater Tot Hot Dish. I thought they would feature that on the show, but they didn't. Maybe it's online somewhere.
I think it is.
I figured
they
would have filmed it or taped it and then put it part of the Tonight Show, but maybe on a later episode. Let's go on to birthdays now today.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Rip Torn.
That was not a glancing blow.
He knows everything there is about dodgeball. That's him in Dodgeball.
That was so good.
A true underdog story. He was also in Summer Rental. He was the salty sea captain who had turned his boat into a restaurant, and then they turned it back into a boat so John Candy could win the race and beat, Krenna. Krenna? Richard Krenna in Summer Rental. I take those over a power tool anywhere in a movie. Rip Torn is 87 today. Let's go to the 4077.
Whenever I smell month-old socks, I'll think of you. The next time somebody nails my shoe to the floor, when somebody gives me a martini that tastes like lighter fluid,
Mike Farrell saying goodbye to Hawkeye Pierce. He was BJ Honeycutt.
Yeah.
On MASH. Did you like Wayne Rogers better? Did you like it, the Trapper versions, or did you like the BJ Honeycutt MASH?
Boy, I don't know. They were both very good. Yeah. I don't know. I might have been a Honeycutt guy.
Mike Farrell, 79. Tom Brokaw today is celebrating as well.
I'm a little shocked, frankly. Dave, I'm kind of disappointed. The fact is, these last two jokes are the intellectual property of NBC.
That's Tom Brokaw showing up on David Letterman's first ever CBS show, because there was all the discussion about the intellectual property of NBC and what Dave could and could not take over to CBS. And a fun cameo there from newsman, NBC Nightly News anchor, Tom Brokaw.
South Dakota boy.
Yeah, Midwest man, Tom Brokaw, 78.
I can't conceal that you make me feel like a tiger. Ooh, like a tiger.
He was a teen heartthrob. Didn't have that many hits, really.
Well, he's not a great singer, I don't think.
Fabian.
I'm feeling stronger than a grizzly bear.
75 for him. That's a Fabian one-word name. Fabian 75.
I told my readers to harness the cleaning power of ammonia with the whitening power of bleach.
Ammonia and bleach? You told people to mix ammonia and bleach?
Only if they want bathroom fixtures that shine like the sun.
Peggy, that's the recipe for mustard gas. Arlen will be covered with a cloud of poison.
Oops-a-daisy. The woman that provides the voice for Peggy Hill on King of the Hill. We should have Brad LaRock come in here. Have you ever heard his Hank Hill? It's spot on.
Yeah,
it's you know why that is? Because everybody in Texas talks like that, and he spent a lot of time in Texas.
Right.
That's how he does it so well. Kathy Najimy is 61. Singer of Guns N' Roses. He's now singing with AC/DC. Axl without the E. Axl Rose, 56 today.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you.
One of the guilty pleasures of the 1980s was to listen to Rick Astley. Neil, you know this song.
Oh, sure.
52 for Rick Astley today.
I'm already there. Take a look around.
Richie McDonald, lead singer of Lone Star.
Now outdoing a new trio.
Yes.
I'm the whisper in the wind.
Richie McDonald is 56. Kevin Trudeau is 55. He was the entrepreneur, ended up doing Jail. He had his multi-level marketing. Remember Mega Memory?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The TV infomercials, Mega Memory, and the diet secret nobody wants to tell you about or whatever it was. Kevin Trudeau, he did Jail time. Mm. He is 55. Happy birthday to him. Oh, another country artist.
I know who this is.
Skip Ewing.
Fine singer-songwriter.
Christmas Carol is one of the best Christmas songs. One of the most requested during the All Request Lunch Hour Christmas editions. Skip Ewing is 55. We really do say happy birthday to him today.
What if I told you?
Wow, it's a big birthday day for country singers, artists, performers.
How would you feel? What would you think?
She should have been an honorary Judd because she sounds like a Judd.
She does.
Anita Cochran. We had Tammy Cochran like last week. Anita Cochran this week. Are you utilizing the cough button over there? I think you are, aren't you?
I am,
good work.
Yeah, I did.
Anita Cochran there with Steve Warner. What if I said, but Anita Cochran is 51. And he's from your same hometown. Although, was he from Hopkins, or did they just bring him in to play basketball?
Probably brought him in.
Yeah, probably brought him in. Chris Humphreys, a one and done for the Gophers. Freshman, he led the league. Was it in scoring or in rebounding as his freshman year? Then he went on to the NBA, and then he became infamous for the whole Kardashian thing.
Sure.
Him and Kim Kardashian were married for 72 days. Where is he now? Is he with an NBA team? That would be a good fact check.
He's 33 now. I don't know what he's doing.
Chris Humphreys.
They're playing in Europe.
Is 33 today. There's money to be made in Europe. Oh, yeah. Don't ever scoff at playing in Europe unless you're one of the LeVar Ball sons.
Right.
That's a joke.
That's scoffing. Gone but not forgotten. We've got several here to run down, including Former Vice President Aaron Burr, he was quick on the draw, but he was branded a traitor after killing Alexander Hamilton in that duel in the early 1800s. Aaron Burr, born on this day, he was a former vice president, 1756. One of the top, you have to put him in the top five all time. Some would probably put him at number one. George Herman, please call him Babe Ruth, born in a small Baltimore town in 1895. You know, he's known for his home run hitting, but you and I were talking off the air. You carry a .342 lifetime batting average. That's good.
Proves that you don't have to be a well-sculpted, fine-tuned athlete to succeed. If you have good hand-eye coordination, that's really all you need. You can eat as many hot dogs and drink as much beer as you want.
Babe was something else. You've read about him. You've heard about him. Babe Ruth, 714 career home runs, .342 lifetime batting average. Hall of Famer Babe Ruth, 1895. He was a former president, and in my own opinion, a pretty darn good one, Ronald Reagan.
Signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
He was the great communicator.
Yes.
But he also liked to do a joke every now and then.
Throwing a joke. He portrayed the Gipper in Win One for the Gip. And Bedtime for Bonzo, some other movies. Former President Ronald Reagan, 1911. She went into a bunker and I think drank the Kool-Aid with Adolf Hitler. Ava Braun, born on this day, 1912.
You know, Ronald Reagan, Bedtime for Bonzo, in those Bonzo movies, he acted with a monkey, with a chimpanzee, which made him perfect for president because then he'd be used to working with Congress.
There you go. Yeah, excellent.
They can take away my husband. They can take away my driver's license. But, darling, don't touch my veal.
Don't touch her veal. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
She loves veal.
Oh, there she is. She is Zsa Gabor. Born on this day in 1917. One of the Gabor sisters. Did a little acting. She's not the one in Green Acres.
She was more of a debutante.
Yeah.
That was Ava.
Yeah, Ava. Let's see. Who else do we have here? We have Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bob Marley. Bob Marley was born on this day in 1945. And this young lady.
This will be everlasting love. This will be.
Left us way too early.
This will be.
Great singer. Grammy Award winning singer. The daughter of the legendary Nat King Cole. We're thinking and singing and hoping for good, you know, an afterlife for Natalie Cole. What happened to her? She died early.
She had something wrong with her kidneys. I remember her having. She had to go through dialysis or something. She had hepatitis and. I think she got a kidney transplant, but then had some complications from that.
Sure. Well, she was great.
She just died a couple of years ago.
Right. Super talented. Natalie Cole was born on this day in 1950. Those folks are all gone, but not forgotten.
That does it for today's Almanac. We'll be back to wrap up the whole morning show thing, which is quite the task in itself, but we'll do our best. And then a 16-song Bobathon right around the corner after the top of the hour. On your Total Country Station, Bob FM. In the meantime, Patti Loveless.
You should have seen-